I'm here to ask. We had a great tap session today. One of the questions that came up is, how can I or us, how can we each become a master of ourselves? Master in the sense of how can we figure out, like, from ourselves, if we're trying to awaken, if we're trying to get to the next level of consciousness.
And so we would ask you, do you perceive that you are not?
I feel that I'm not grasping all of the signals that are coming to me. I'm not fully understanding
And so we would ask you, what is your perception that once you are in mastery?
that I would be living with no resistance, totally in love with myself.
And
Is that
so,
achievable?
well, it is, and yet it's not the way you perceive it because it's always about expansion. It's always about reaching, pushing the boundary, always. And so the answer to your original question is one moment at a time. And so master one moment at a time. And the moments will add up until you find that you are the one telling the best story about yourself. Will you ever be in full mastery in the way that you're perceiving it? When you ask us questions, and we love that you would ask us questions, we do not see you the way that you see you or the way that you perceive Helen in the channeling. We see many different vibrations and light and energy all intermingling and weaving together. And so we actually hear you at different levels of your expression. And what you are really asking in the way that we perceive it is not what your consciousness and your personality is really aligned to yet. And so, if you were in full mastery of your expression, you would leave Earth. You would no longer believe any of the illusions that keep you in form. And so, it is not mastery at that level that you desire. We ask you to take your mind off of the end game. So often in human form, you want to focus on the end game. And there's a wonderful analogy we would love to give you. It would be like creating your big football excitement, the Super Bowl. It would be like getting all those many fans and all the bars and all the homes and all the TVs and in the stadium all there for the game and then telling them, we don't need the game. We know the score. It's over. Go home. And nobody would like that experience. And so we desire to remind you, it is not the end game. It is not the mastery that will fulfill you. It is not the mastery that will light you up and delight you. It is not the mastery that will give you that which you are seeking. And the answer is one moment at a time. Learn to be in mastery one moment at a time. What would true mastery be? Acceptance. It would be love of self. It would be telling the best story about you. It would be stopping to tell the story of being stuck or too slow or too limited or too damaged or too wounded or too anything. It would be a story of what a privilege to be in form on this amazing planet with all its diversity. That would be the mastery that you are seeking that would align to what you desire to feel.
Thank you.
And we do enjoy your questions.
Thank you again.